Hello again, Nightmare Society. Thanks to our producers for this week's episode. Danielle, Ginger, Mike to the D, Cat OJ, Devin, Savannah, Pixel Donut, Janelle, Michelle, Diane, Joy, Josh, and Shorty9867. Welcome to the club, Shorty. This week's stories are from anonymous contributors, so get comfy and prepare yourself for another episode of
The Nightmare Society.
Summer of 2004. My family was supposed to vacation in Kennebunkport, Maine. My father was stuck in meetings, so he was going to come up from Manhattan a few days after us. My mom wanted to drive up, super annoying to me at the time. But we didn't have a choice, and my brother, sister, and I loaded into the car and started to drive. I was about 14 at the time. The drive was uneventful, but there were various delays and we ended up getting in a lot later than originally planned. Because of this, the owners of the house we were renting from had turned in for the night, and we weren't able to get a hold of them to get the keys. Sounds like horrible planning, but apparently they were pretty strict about the time frame to pick up the keys. My mom, unfazed, decided she wanted lobster, so we went to one of our favorite spots. She called my dad to see if he could make us reservations at a hotel in Kennebunkport from New York City while we ate. We were enjoying the lobster while a guy came up and started chatting with my mom. I figured it was just a friendly local making conversation. During this, my dad calls my mom and my mom excuses herself to speak to him. Apparently, all hotels were booked for the night. Go figure. Height of vacation season in Kennebunkport. The plan was for us to drive to the nearest town and just find somewhere to stay until we could pick up the keys for our vacation home. Apparently, the local had been listening to my mom's conversation and came back over once she got off the phone. I want to say there was nothing outwardly off about him. He was preppy, clean-cut, unassuming, and fit in with the clientele. He told my mom he had a big home with a big guest house we were more than welcome to stay at, and his wife would not mind. Immediately my reaction was, F that. No way in the world was I staying in a random dude's house in creepy Maine in the dark. No offense to anyone from Maine, but the streets get creepy. My mom, doing her due diligence, determined this guy was legit. Said he was in finance. My mom was an investment banker, and they chatted enough for my mom to determine he wasn't totally full of it. I called my dad, hysterical. He said I was overreacting and that I needed to get out of the city more, and accept that sometimes people are just nice. So my brother, sister, and I got into our car and followed him back to his house. The guest house was really nice, fully furnished, but the beds were oddly placed. The guest house had two bedrooms, and instead of the beds being located in the middle or centered, imagine a symmetrical room layout, they were right under the window in each room, and they just seemed out of place. Anyway, fast forward and we're all getting ready to go to bed. My mom hears a knock on the door and it's the guy. He said he just wanted to check to make sure we got settled. Cool. Nice thing to do. About 30 minutes later, he comes back to check in again. At this point, my mom was like, thanks, we're good. We'll stop by the house in the morning to say thank you, etc. Fast forward another 30 to 45 minutes. I can't sleep. I'm terrified. We hear this rustling, which is odd because the guest house was nowhere around trees or close proximity to bushes that might cause such a noise. At this point, I see my mom wide awake and look up at the window, like motioning towards the window with her eyes. Let me add, none of the windows had curtains. The guy said it's because his wife was in the process of redecorating. When I looked up, there was a male figure, just standing. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. I don't know how long he was there for. When he walked away, my mom waited a bit and then told us to get our stuff together. She was not messing around. We had my dad on the phone at this point. He was pretty much flipping out at my mom about something, but I didn't hear what. My mom said she was just going to put some stuff in the car and to follow her out. This was around 2 a.m. When we got into the car, we pulled around to the front of the main house, so my mom could return the key and say thanks and get the heck out of there. However, when we got to the front, all of the lights were off. Not just all lights, but it looked like no one had been home. Porch light, table lamp in front of windows, everything black. Also, the two cars were gone. The local's car, and what we presumed to be his wife's car. After seeing this, my mom, at this point pretty unsettled, said we were leaving, and we proceeded to drive to the gate. The gate at the end of the driveway had been deadbolted and padlocked shut from the inside. It wasn't a super strong gate, so my dad said rev it. We were in a big SUV and just get out of there. We drove straight back to New York City, not speaking the entire time. We've never returned back to Maine, and my parents refused to speak about it. I asked a family member one night about it when he was drunk, and all he said was,
"They didn't tell you? The actual owners of that house were on vacation."
I'm assuming my mom or dad followed up with the local authorities and figured that out, but never told us. I don't know who that man was or what was planned that evening. I was curious as to whether there were any known serial killers or murderers who were in the area at the time, whether traveling through or etc. As an update, the person who shared this story says, "I spoke with my mom and dad. They didn't have a ton of details, and frankly did not want to talk about it. But here's what they said." My mom first apologized because she knows it was a crappy situation and still thinks she's a horrible mother. She's not. She is awesome. She didn't have a ton of details, but here are the high-level items. I asked her what made her suspect something was wrong, or what made her put her guard up. I knew something was up when she told us all to sleep in the same bed. Essentially, she said given it was dark and the longer the night went on, she realized it wasn't a great situation and that she shouldn't have agreed to it. However, the point when things turned, so to say, was when the guy came by the second time. My mom said his demeanor had done a 180. When he came by to, quote, check in the second time, she felt something was off. She described it as somewhat of an edge, both in his attitude and tone of voice. She said he seemed anxious and annoyed, but was trying to come across as a concerned host, if that makes sense. She also said he looked back at the main house a few times and wasn't really paying attention to her when she was saying, "Yes, everything is fine, thank you again, etc., etc." All of those signs put together made her realize something was off. The way she described it was,
There was something beneath his exterior that was coming out that I got a glimpse of, and I didn't like it.
With respect to the home, and this will probably be relevant to the locals from around the area, and will lead to my next point, she said it seemed like it was being renovated. This might explain why it was unoccupied. She said when she drove in, at first she was just happy we found a place to settle in for the night after a long drive, so she wasn't paying attention to everything, as she should have. However, when we were leaving, since she was more on edge and everything was heightened, she started to notice a few things. First, she said it looked like the main house was definitely going through renovations or something of the like. That the exteriors were not that great. And what she saw didn't jive with how the guy described it initially. Neither she nor my father called the cops. She said in hindsight she probably should have. But she was primarily concerned with getting out of there. And after she and we all did, she began to rationalize it away. Like, oh come on, it's dark, you're freaking yourself out, calm down, you're tired, it can't possibly be anything bad, you need to lay off the scary movies. That type of thought pattern. It wasn't until a period of time after that she realized she probably should have alerted authorities. Also, apparently the home was a lot further than she was led to believe it was going to be. This makes me think maybe it was not in the main part of the town. I'm not great with geography, and at 14 years old I was definitely not great with it, and she didn't remember exactly where it was. She said she tried looking it up but was focused on following him and wasn't paying attention to the streets exactly. With respect to what my cousin told me about the owners being on vacation, my dad said,
"Your cousin is a drunk."
Okay, that being besides the point, I pressed him a little bit. Apparently my cousin walked away with that idea because when my aunt and uncle and mom and dad were talking about it one night, someone floated the idea that maybe the owners were on vacation and this person was house-sitting for them. However, my mom and dad both believed that the house was either being renovated or the owners weren't there for whatever reason, and it was just vacant. I'm not sure these answers really answer anything, and frankly, they make me feel worse about the whole situation than I did before. I think my parents felt horrible and extremely guilty, and still do. And just tried to bury this and move on. This happened a couple of months ago. It feels hollow to put a catchy title on what happened to me, because it freaked me the heck out for a while. But I think it fits in this community. I was driving home from work at 2 a.m. I'm a nurse and I live in a small city. The roads were deserted and it was a freezing night. I don't live far from work, maybe a couple of miles. I'm driving down a residential street around the corner from my house and I see a man laying face down in the street. Now remember, I'm a nurse. My first thought was, great, gotta help this guy up. I was coming off a long shift and falls happen all the time. As I slowed down the car, I suddenly realized what an idiot move that was. I'm a 100-pound woman, and I don't carry any weapons. I thought I should do something to help the guy, so I called 911 as I drove past him and slowed to a stop at the end of the block. While I was stopped at the light, I explained to the dispatcher that there was a man in the road who might need assistance. All of a sudden, I hear a loud from the driver's side window. I screamed and looked over. A man was pounding on my window and jiggling the handle of my locked door. I looked in the rearview mirror and saw that there was no man laying in the street. Still on the phone with 911, I screamed,
"I'm so scared!"
to the dispatcher and floored it through the red light. I quickly told him what had happened, even though I was right by my house. He told me to keep driving. After a few minutes, I had calmed down and he told me to loop back around. I pulled over down the road from my house and stayed in the car. I didn't see the man anywhere, so I got off the phone with the dispatcher, who told me he was sending a police car to cruise the area. As I gather up my things, I do a final scan of the area, and I see the man. He's walking with two other men. I hunched way down in my car until they were far down the road, then bolted into my house. I don't know if he had ill intent, but it freaks me the heck out that he was not alone. Always lock your car doors and carry mace. Thanks so much for listening, guys. Don't forget you can follow me on social media, Instagram at Nightmare Society Radio and Twitter at Society_Radio. And if you're interested in supporting the podcast and becoming an official member, check out our official members campfire on patreon.com/Nightmare Society. And if you're interested in merch, I will leave the link to my Nightmare Society shop online so you can check out all the cool products we have and continue to support the podcast. We've got some pretty cool designs up there. And if you've already purchased a piece of merchandise, I'd love to see it. Shoot it to me in an email or tag me on Instagram or wherever you like to handle your social media. Again, thanks so much for listening. Until next time.